Maha tackles breakfast. Ultra-processed cereals have ruled the breakfast table for decades. The Maha movement hopes to return the meal to its traditional staples. America's affection for breakfast cereal dates back to 1863, when a New York nutritionist formulated a recipe that included graham flour nuggets so hard they had to be soaked in milk overnight. Dr. James Caleb Jackson called the creation granola, which he made for patients at his medical sanitarium in Dansville. It was supposed to be a healthy food, lighter and easier to digest than traditional breakfast staples such as steak and eggs, bacon, sausage, pancakes, and hash. It also offered convenience. Just pour it from a box into a bowl and douse it with milk. Jackson's pioneering breakfast food led to an industry worth billions. But more than a century later, under wide-ranging health reforms led by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy and others in the Trump administration, the federal government is advising Americans to go back to steak and eggs. Breakfast has been called the most important meal of the day, but over the decades, the meal staples have shifted from made-from-scratch items to processed options such as cereals, many containing lots of added sugar. Kennedy has blamed the rise in obesity and chronic disease in the United States on ultra-processed foods, which are often, like breakfast cereal, cheap, shelf-stable, and ready to eat with minimal effort. Most calories consumed by Americans now come from ultra-processed foods, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Kennedy's Make America Healthy Again Commission has warned that such diets lead to nutrient depletion, increased intake of calories, and exposure to harmful additives. It's urging a shift toward minimally processed whole foods. In January, Kennedy unveiled a new food pyramid and guidelines for Americans that emphasize high-quality protein, dairy, healthy fats, vegetables, and fruits. The new guidelines encourage eating what he calls real food and discourage consuming processed foods and products with added sugar. Many cereals are loaded with so much sugar that it's like eating dessert for breakfast, Dr. Kate Shanahan said. Some of them are marketed as healthy, but they cause issues with blood sugar levels, crash your energy, and can create long-term health risks. Shanahan is the author of multiple New York Times best-selling books, including Deep Nutrition, Food Rules, The Fat Burn Fix, and Dark Calories. She is about to debut an 8-week course on how to recognize processed foods and implement healthy, real food alternatives in one's diet. The Case Against Sugar-Coated Cereal. When you eat food that is fortified synthetically and then sweetened, that leads to blood sugar spikes, metabolic stress, and nutrient imbalances because it doesn't have the natural nutrients. Kendall McIntosh, an integrative and functional nutritionist based in Bethesda, Maryland, told the Epoch Times. The timeline of the rising chronic disease epidemic correlates with an increased reliance on processed foods as we got busier as a society and focused more on convenience than nutrition. We've been consuming this ultra-processed food, which I call human pet food, Dr. Sean Baker told the Epoch Times. A former orthopedic surgeon and world champion athlete, he's the author of The Carnivore Diet and co-founder of the online clinic Rivero. A lot of our food has become very similar to recreational drugs in the way we use and abuse them, consuming an abundance of addictive, ultra-processed food high in carbs, sugars, and seed oils drives inflammation and can lead to obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cardiovascular problems, gut malfunction, depression, and cancers, he said. Jeff Lauterbach, Stacey Robinson, bookmarks. Senator Mitch McConnell has been discharged from a rehabilitation facility and will be going home. The senator said his doctors have advised him to maintain an intensive regimen of physical therapy from home during the congressional recess. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill is weighing in on Massachusetts's upcoming Senate race. She's endorsed Representative Seth Moulton in his Democratic primary challenge to long-serving Senator Ed Markey. SpaceX and Tesla plan to invest more than $16.8 billion in the first phase of Terafab, a massive semiconductor manufacturing complex they are jointly developing in Texas. The facility will be the largest and most valuable building on Earth by far. Elon Musk, the CEO of both companies, wrote on Thursday in a post on X, which he also owns. Russia is considering using captured Ukrainian drones to stage false flag attacks against countries in the Baltic region, according to Lithuanian Defense Minister Robertas Kaunas. Check out Guy Burkle's latest report for more details. President Donald Trump signed two executive orders Thursday, one of which will not allow automatic citizenship to children born in the United States through birth tourism. Tom Gantert has more in his latest. Stacey Robinson.